Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Akiva Tor, head of the Bureau of World Jewish Affairs and World Religions at the Israeli Foreign Ministry. Akiva, there is a somewhat eclectic holy fire ritual each year at this time at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. It concerns Christianity's various Eastern Orthodox sects and a miraculous fire for Easter that is said to originate in what is believed to be the tomb of Jesus. What does it involve, and describe what it's usually like?
The holy fire ceremony is recorded as early as 876 AD. So we're talking about a ceremony which is almost 1100 years old and has certainly taken place for at least the last couple centuries without interruption. So we wanted to make sure that it could take place this year as well. Generally, it involves visits of upwards of 25,000 pilgrims from throughout Orthodoxy in Jerusalem. The holy fire ceremony is actually holy for the Orthodox Church, the Armenians, the Copts, and also the Syriac Orthodox. What happens every year is that the Holy Sepulchre is literally full of people. It's almost a miracle that no one is burnt because the fire is transferred from so many people before it finally comes out of the Holy Sepulchre. And then it's transferred by vehicles in a receptacle to Ben Gurion Airport and flown by aircraft to all different capitals of Orthodox Christianity. Generally, there's at least 9 planes. So it's usually a really, really huge to-do and a very, very major religious ceremony in Jerusalem.
You are listening to Akiva Tor, the Israeli Foreign Ministry's liaison to international religious groups. What will be different this year with the ceremony in light of all of the closures and anti-gathering directives due to coronavirus?
This year, all of the houses of prayer in the state of Israel are closed. That includes mosques, synagogues, and churches. So the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is closed as well. And the question that we asked the Ministry of the Interior, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Jerusalem Police, even the National Security Council, which was involved, was how can we respect this very, very historic religious ceremony while being mindful of the very strict Ministry of Health guidelines we have because of the medical emergency that we have in Israel and throughout the world. So what will happen is it will be a much, much smaller ceremony. There will not be any pilgrims, but there will be representatives of the Greek Orthodox Church. The Greek Orthodox Patriarch will be there, the Armenian Patriarch, the head of the Coptic Church, and the head of the Syriac Orthodox Church. They will be there, but it will be not more than 12 people. There will also be a film crew, which will be able to live stream the ceremony throughout the Christian world. And the miracle will take place as it always does. And then the fire will be taken outside. It will be transferred by the Greek Orthodox Church to Jaffa Gate. From Jaffa Gate, diplomats from the various countries will transport the fire to Ben Gurion Airport, and they will take it to waiting planes. How many aircraft will be, we're not 100% sure yet, but I'm thinking that we'll have between 7 and 10. The problem is that the countries who are sending planes will indeed send a delegation, generally a member of the National Church, to receive the fire, but they can't exit the plane because of the quarantine rules in Israel right now. So they will remain on board. The representatives of the embassies will bring the fire to the plane, and the fire will be transferred to the waiting party on the plane who will receive it, and the plane will depart back for home.
How are the various Orthodox Christian groups cooperating?
We have a very collaborative relationship with the heads of Christendom in Jerusalem, and they understand very well what's going on, and they're religious people, and they care, and they want the public welfare, and we work together with them to see how we could do this together, while being mindful of the important restrictions that exist. And we found a modus vivendi in order to make it work. And I'm looking forward to it happening. It will be on April 18th, the day before, it's Holy Saturday, the day before the Orthodox Easter.
Akiva Tor, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.